What is this?
A spring.
It's a spring, and if you had a spring like this at home to a toy, and you did this, what would happen?
Ruin it.
You'd ruin it, right? And if I really did this and I really mess it up, I'm really ruining it. And now if I asked you to put it back together at TK, that'd be kind of tough, don't you think? You could try to wrap it, but that'd be really tough. What if I told you that I could get that back to its original shape just using a little bit of hot water? Would you believe me? And if I can't do it, I'm going to be in hot water, right? You got it. Here we go. Let me put some inside. Here's our hot water. And I'll hang on to it here. Are you ready for this? Let's see if it works. Watch. 3, 2, 1. It's done. Now, you probably think it's a camera trick, don't you? But was it a camera trick? How did that work? Have you ever seen a spring do that before? This is made out of a very special metal, and you all have a piece of this metal in your hands. Feel it. Feels like a regular piece of metal, doesn't it? It's actually an alloy. Do you know what an alloy is? What's an alloy?
Metal.
Metal. You're right, it says metal. And what that really means is a mixture of metals. And this is a mixture of nickel and titanium. And they figured this out about 30 years ago. They were trying to find a special metal for the outside of a ship to keep it from rusting. And this is what they figured out. So would you take your metals right now and bend them? And I'm going to teach you how they use memory metal. Now, here's what we started with. They take the metal and they bend it into whatever shape they want it to at 500 degrees Celsius. Now, is that pretty hot? 500 degrees Celsius is extremely hot, and they bend it into whatever shape, just like we had our spring before. You had a straight wire over here, TK, and what have you done to your wire?
Twisted it up.
Would you do that for me? Take the pin and just really wrap it around. What have you done to yours, Andrew? Really ruined it, right? Do you think you can fix it for me? You think so? Should we give it a try? Hang on to it for me, if you would. And why don't you put it down in the hot water that we have here, and let's see if it works. Are you ready? And all we have to do is get it warm again, about 30 to 80 degrees, and it snaps back to its original size. Would you try yours for me, TK? Put it down inside, and let's see if you can make yours so it's a little bit longer. Yours was trained to be nice and long, so TK hangs on to that. Well, there you go, and you hold on to it right there at the very end. Well, there it is, it's starting to grow. See it on the inside there? We'll pull it from here and pull it here. There we go. We've got it. And we're back into its original shape again. Why would you want to use this? I mean, it's kind of fun to play with, don't you think? But why would you want to use it? Do you have any ideas? Why would you want to do that? Maybe you would want to do it, for example, in a shower. Let's say, for example, you turn on the shower and it's scalding hot water. You could have a spring sitting right there that would close a valve and keep the scalding water from coming on you. Or maybe you have a pair of glasses. You've bent the frames and now all of a sudden you want to put it down in the water and it bends back to its original shape. Well, look at the challenge that we have over here. That used to spell out a wonderful word. You know that? And Kyle, it's been messed up. How do you think you can get it back to its original shape? Yeah, but what happened to this metal over here? It did what? It
straightened out.
Yeah, so why wouldn't that straighten out? Why wouldn't that straighten out?
I don't know.
Because it was trained in when it was 500 degrees to be bent into a word. Would you try it for me? Bend it down inside and let's see what we've got. There's one. There you go. Do you see it going? Pull it out and what does it say?
Ice.
I-C-E. So you learn something, what's it called? It's called, remember, it remembers, it memory metal, you're right. Lots of different applications. One of the great things about science is that it makes our life safer and more convenient. Maybe you'll find a wonderful thing to do with memory metal. We'll see you next week. Super job, nice job. E. So you learn something, what's it called? It's called, remember, it remembers, it memory metal, you're right. Lots of different applications. One of the great things about science is that it makes our life safer and more convenient. Maybe you'll find a wonderful thing to do with memory metal. We'll see you next week. Super job. Nice job. You got it.